Blog Talk Radio.
California.
Tuning into the show and welcome, welcome, welcome. 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. So thanks to those of you who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio. And thanks to you guys who are listening via cell phone, landline, or at work, however you're listening to the show. Thank you guys for tuning in. Again, that number is 516-531-9483. That's where you can call in and listen live to the show. And if you'd like to, you know, give your opinion or give a comment, just press the number 1 on your keypad, and that will alert me that you would like to be on the show for that. Okay? And again, I will put you on the air. I guarantee you that. No ifs, ands, and buts about it. Again, thanks guys for tuning in and welcome. Have a great show for you today. And you know, it's there are so many different things that I want to talk about. Okay, it's a lot of things that I want to talk about. It's things that I'm trying to think of that would you know, intrigue you guys. And, you know, I want to do that because I want you guys to listen, okay? And I want you guys to listen because, you know, I don't know. You know, I want to help you guys to understand what's, you know, what's going on, or even help me understand what's going on and what's going on with, you know, and really a lot of the young people that listen to the show may not understand now, but later on you will. 516-531-9483. Now, today's show is brought to you by our sponsor, Frank Williams Realty. For all of your real estate, professional real estate needs, call Frank Williams at Frank Williams Realty, 678-549-0274. You can call me, and I will help you buy your house, sell your house, or if you know someone who wants to buy or sell their home, I can help them from start to finish, okay? I am the one that you put your trust in to get your house sold, okay? To get your house sold, and I am the one to put your trust to get into it, into your home, okay? And I want to put those keys in your hand, of course, okay? I want to put those keys to your new home in your hand. Again, call me, Frank Williams Realty, 678-549-0274. Now, again, guys, I want to promote having a show once a week. I'm going to have a professional on sometimes once a week. I'm going to have a comedian on once a week. And, you know, and different things. I'm trying to shake up the show and add some variety and get some time in to help everyone. I don't just want to be a bump on the log. You know, talking about this and in a better way we can do things. I don't want to be like that. I want to put some variety in the show. I want to make you laugh. I want to make you cry. I want to put all the emotions in there. Now, I know you're not going to listen to every show. Okay? I'm not going to do every show. But at least those of you who are on my show list and are available to listen, and you have access and you're interested in the topic, that's my main goal. Find things that you guys are really interested in so that you may call in and ask, hey, Frank, what's this about? Hey, Frank, what's that about? Hey, Frank, what's this about? What's that about? What's this about? I understand this. I can tell you. I can spread some information on this. That's what I want. Okay? You guys are professionals at what you do. Call me and tell me what's going on. 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. So today's show is entitled, Your 401k, is it your best chance in retirement? Have you checked yours, your 401k lately, if you have one? Have you checked it lately, and what does it say? Okay, have you checked it lately, and what does it say? Now, I just wanted to kind of give you guys just a little briefing on what a 401k is, what a 401k plan is, and how it works, okay? And in simple terms, a 401k is a retirement savings and investing plan that employers offer. Let's stop right there. A retirement savings and invest and get this, retirement savings and investing plan that employers offer. Okay? Why couldn't it be a 401k is a retirement savings that employers offer? Why does it have to be an and investing plan? Because that part of it is what kills us, the investing part. We don't know anything about investing. At least I don't. I don't know anything about investing. I can tell you that I want to invest. I want to know about investing. Okay? And I have invested in some companies out there. I do have a small portfolio. Okay? For investing. Okay? And then it says a 401k plan gives employees a tax break on money they contribute. Okay? A plan, 401k gives employees a tax break on money they contribute. It's not a tax break, guys. It's not a tax break. It's a tax deferment. Okay? It's a tax deferment. Because you're not going to take this money and run with no taxes hit on it. It's going to get taxed. They're just putting it to the side so that when you do get it, you are going to get taxed on that money. It says contributions are automatically withdrawn from employee paychecks and invested in funds of the employee's choosing from a list of available offerings. That's a bold faced lie. And it's okay, not all of it is a bold faced lie. Okay. Contributions are automatically withdrawn from employee paychecks. That's true. Invested in funds of the employee's choosing from a list of available offerings. Okay, so you can choose. You know, you can say, oh, I don't want my money in here. I want my money in here. You can choose that. But who does? And are you offered that when you start your 401k plan? I wasn't offered that when I started my 401k plan. Okay? I wasn't offered that when I started my 401k plan. I wasn't offered to put my money where I wanted to. Nothing like that. Guess what? I don't know where to do it. So we depend on the company to find people that are going to invest our money. And what is an investment? An investment is money that you put into a company hoping that you make some profit off of it. Okay? But an investment is also a risky way to make money, and you could lose everything. Okay? You could lose everything. But it's the 401k should just be a retirement savings, and it, you know, in investing this money in the stock market, which is, you know, the 401k that employers invest weekly is gigantic. You can't even imagine the scope of how big these 401k plans are and how much money goes into different American companies. Your money goes in these different American companies, and they play with it. They make money off of it. And you get a little trickle of what they make. Let me tell you something. your 401k plan right now, if you hadn't looked at it, if you work for a big company like I do, where it's thousands of employees in one place. So imagine the thousands of dollars, hundreds of thousands of dollars that come out of this one place of employment every 2 weeks. Imagine that. You are a investment company, and you're looking for big companies out there who want to use your company to handle their 401k employee retirement funds. You want that. You look for that. Oh, you salivate about that. Now, when you find that big company, and they say, oh, okay, Frank, yeah, you persuaded us. We're gonna bring our 401k assets to your company, and you can invest. And let's see how you handle it. Now, have you ever known your company to change from your? I'm not sure what you call them, but yeah, I guess the people that are holding and investing your money, okay? There are a lot of different companies out there that do this, but there's one that handles your money at your employment, all right? Have you ever known those people? Now, don't get me wrong, guys. You know, people sending me stuff saying, Frank, you're discouraging people from saving for retirement. I'm not discouraging people from saving from their retirement. You're only hearing a small part of my show. Okay? I'm not discouraging people from that at all. I do it. Okay? I do it. It's a way to save for retirement. Yes, it is. But let's call it what it is as well. So have you ever heard of your company changing over to another company to handle the 401k retirement plan? Yes, you have. I have. Why do they do that, Frank? That's because they looked at the portfolio from what this company's been doing with all this money, and they're getting killed. So instead of telling you, this company we're using right now, we're getting murdered on this company, with this company. We're losing money out of our 401k like you would believe. Okay? And also, that company is taking fees. Okay? That company taking fees for handling your money every month. They're not going to do it for free. So they're taking fees right off the top for handling your money every month. How much that is? You have to read your, I know you get a retirement a 401k statement in the mail or whatever from your retirement company. The next time you get one, I don't know if you have, but take a look at it. See how it's losing. Okay, see how much money it's losing, and you probably wouldn't understand it unless you've been in a class or something and then went line by line about how to read these things. But it's gigantic numbers. Why is it gigantic numbers, Frank? It's because it's not just your particular retirement account that they're showing. It's the whole company, all the employees within the company who are investing in this 401k, who are, you know, having money taken out of their check every month, every week, 2 weeks for retirement. Okay, now think about this too. No, I'm not going to get into that because I don't want to jump around. Okay? So it's huge numbers because it's your whole, everybody that works within your company. That's why it's millions of dollars. That's why you see all these numbers, all these zeros. Because it's a lot of money that they're using, that they're playing with. And you might as well say that they're playing with your retirement. When you plan to retire, or when you retire, you're planning on being able to get a monthly stipend, so to speak, from what you've been saving in your 401k plan. All right? Now think about this. Although you've been putting into it, although your company been matching whatever you've been putting into it, okay, it's been losing money. So that means the money that you and your company have been putting into this has been losing. So that means your savings is less than what you put in there. How do you like to look at your, think about this. You got a bank account at your bank at, you know, what's a bank? You know, PNC Bank. You got a bank account at PNC Bank. You got a checking and a savings account. You got a savings account that you've been putting money in every paycheck, okay? That's not going away. That's a true savings account. It's not making any money for sure, but that's a true savings account. You don't expect to look at your savings account tomorrow and see that it's lost, it's got $15 less money in it. Or whatever, however much you think. You don't want to do that. If you did that, you looked at your savings account and said, "Man, wait, hold up. It was 15. It was. I'm just throwing a number out here. It was $115 Monday. Now Wednesday it's $100. What happened to my $15? Let me call the bank. Something going on. Right? That's what's happening to your 401k. You put money in it all the time, every paycheck. But you don't know what's being lost every paycheck. You don't know that. I was listening to a guy the other day talk about 401k, okay? And he's an advocate for 401k, but he's also an advocate for you doing something else with your money. And I thought about this. You guys may want to think about it too. He said your 401k right now is worth a quarter to the dollar that you put in it right now. So, hey, hey, Frank, hold up now. What are you saying? What does that mean? That means if you put a dollar into your 401k plan yesterday, today is worth a quarter. Today you can get a quarter out. But Frank, I put a dollar in and it's supposed to be making money. It's not making money. It's being invested. And what do you know about investments? We don't really know nothing about investments. All I know is you can invest in something, which means giving someone your money, a company your money, and they can go out there and say, okay, we're gonna, you know, if I'm a tire company or something, I'm gonna buy this new machine that's gonna make tires a lot faster for me, so we can make more money. Okay. They buy this machine, implement it in their thing, and then the machine breaks down every couple of days, and they gotta stop producing tires because the machine is down, and they gotta wait for somebody to come in and fix the machine because they can't fix it. Now they're not making money; they're losing money. Now your money's not making money. Your money's losing money because you invested in that company. Now you call that company and say, hey, man, I need that $40,000 back. Well, Frank, yeah, well, we took your $40,000 and we bought this machine and this, that, and it doesn't work, and it messing us up on producing these tires. It, you know, it wasn't a good thing to invest in. We thought it would be, but it wasn't. So your $40,000 now is only $33,000. What? You mean to tell me in this little time I've lost $7,000 off my $40,000? Man, give me my money. Right? That's what you say. That's exactly what's going on, guys. If you're not watching this stuff, you're not watching your money. You have to watch your money, your 401k and your checking account and your savings account. You have to watch your 401k like you watch your savings and your checking account. Get involved. See where you are. You know, someone told me, Frank, you should be investing more than 4%, which is what the company, you know, matches. I'm not going to invest more than the company willing to invest. Okay? They willing to invest 4%. I'll invest 4%. But I'm not going to invest more than that because it's getting rammed. It's getting slammed. It's getting taken out. Money's being sucked away. And this is your retirement. How do you want to live in retirement? You want to continue to work? So, here's what I've done. So I do 4%, which is what the company matches. I let them match my 4% every month. It's a 401k. I'm not telling you not to do it. I do it. Okay? I want to have some money there. But I also want to have some money here. I want to draw money from my Social Security when I get time of age to do it. I want to be able to, okay? So I want to draw some money from over here. I have a Roth IRA individual retirement account that I, you know, put into each month. Okay? And you guys can read up on the Roth IRA. You need to read up on the Roth IRA and see, you know, if you think it's a good idea for you and your family. I'm not telling you to do it. I'm just giving you another option maybe that you hadn't thought of. So I put money in there, okay? I put money in my Roth IRA. I put money in the 401k, which is employer matches, okay? And you got your Social Security that I've been paying into for however many years I've been working, okay? I've been working since I was 18 years old, out of college, in college. I worked while I was in college. I worked when I got out of college. I've been working ever since. Okay? 30 plus years. All right. So, you know, that's part of your retirement as well. All right. So I got different pieces that I can draw from in my retirement. The biggest piece should be now my 401k. But because it's not a savings, it's not a retirement savings. It's a retirement savings and investment. You're getting killed on it because it's being invested. The money that you put in your 401k is not what you put in there, if you understand me there. That means that all the money you put in your 401k, if you were just thinking about that money, it's less than what you put in there. Just as simple as that. It's less than what you put in there. And then they talk about it's tax break on money that you contribute. That's not true. Because as soon as you take it out, they're going to tax it. It's a tax deferment. that means that it's going to be taxed down the line. And you know, don't tax me now. Tax me later down the line. Tax me later. Okay? But if you have an emergency and you need to take some of your money out to handle your emergency, you're going to get slammed. You're going to get slammed with taxes. And that's why they came up with the loan against your 401k plan. Now, here's another piece that I'm doing with my 401k. Okay? I can take a loan. I took a loan against my 401k. So I'm not going to get hit in taxes for it. So I took a $15,000 loan from a 401k. All right? I'm just using numbers out there. I'm just putting numbers out there. And I took $5,000 of it to get my credit card slate wiped clean, okay? So I'm free of credit cards. And then I took the other $10,000 and put it in an annuity, which I never lose my money, but it's gaining 5 annually. Tell me any bank, tell me any 401k that's gaining you 4 to 5% annually. Okay? And now you can't touch this money for 6, 7, 10 years, however you look at it. The more time you leave it in there, the more it is gonna gain. Right? But the difference is you can't take a loan against that. You know, you can take it out, but you're going to get hit with the tax at that time as well. So you're not, it's not a tax break, guys. Don't look at it that way as a tax break, because it's not. Nothing you can do to get around that income. They're going to get their tax money from the income. And because you're in a 401k plan, the government watches it. They got it right there. You can't take from it and they not know. You can't take from it and not get penalized in taxes. And then, so this one little tidbit, and I gotta close the show. I'm just about out of time. One more little tidbit. I know a lot of people listening to the show, I'm getting a lot of texts and emails. Let's see, I kind of lost my train of thought right there. I've been running and doing so much. But think about this. At age 72, it used to be 70, but age 72, you have to start taking payments from your 401k. Okay, you have to start taking payments at 72. You can't take them. You can take them before, but if you don't take them by age 72, if you're still working and still vibrant and still having fun, still doing this and doing that, you may be a professional. You still, doing lawyer stuff or whatever. At 72, you better understand that you need to start sucking out of that 401k. Because if you don't, at age 72, the money that you should have been taking out of your 401k is going to be taken. They're going to make you take it out. But because you didn't take it out by 72, they're going to hit you on 40% of that money. On 40% of it. That means every $100 that you should have taken out, they're going to take 40 of it. Y'all look that up. That's a nugget I just wanted to throw at you. Hey, guys, thanks for your time today. Join me again tomorrow. Well, not tomorrow. I'm getting on a flight in the morning I'm going to go take some time off with my family. But I'll be back on Tuesday. Okay? So I'm going to tell you guys now. If you're thinking about it, go ahead and look into some of the things that I've said on my show this morning. I tell people a lot of times when I talk about money, or some people come on the show to talk about money, you guys should be writing some of this stuff down. Some things that hit you. When things hit you, you write them down and go back to them. Because I know I said some things today that hit you. The guy that I listened to said some things that hit me. And if you don't implement them in your life, that's fine. I just want to show you more options. People don't know what the options are. I want to give you guys the options. Okay? I just want to give you the options. So look into it. And, you know, don't do it because Frank said it was, this is a good idea. I'm going to do it because Frank said it was good. No, you make your decision. I made my own decision and I did my research. So you do your research and make your own decision. All right. And, that's all I have to say. This Frank, I'm over and I'm out. Hey, you guys have a great weekend. Take care of yourselves and your family. I'm over and I'm out. And I'll see you.
Dogs in the nighttime. Trap with the chickens like Popeye. Money changing colors like Tata. I'm just trying to get it. I ain't trying to die. No, she got a finger on your foot that made the world cry. In the kitchen, wrist kissing like a stir fry. Hold them bands down. Hey, hold your man down. Hey. Who told you come around? Who? Hit that trap sound. Designer, clothes. No need to brag now. No need. Hey, put the mask down. Man. We living fast now. Finest, finest. Rolls, we can go. We can go. Cold. Keep watching me. We're pop still. Keep real and fame. Dance with my dogs in the nighttime. In the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. In the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry.